Apollo 7 is now in its 138th revolution of the Earth, well into its 10th day in space, 219 hours, 9 minutes into the flight since liftoff from Cape Kennedy Friday a week ago. At this moment, spacecraft Apollo 7 is moving northeast across the Pacific Ocean, east of Taiwan, and at just about this moment is expected to pass over the eye of Tropical Storm Gloria, Typhoon Gloria, which has been stirring up quite an area in the Pacific for the last several days. As a matter of fact, it is causing high waves to one of the tracking ship Mercury, which is just riding out the storm and continuing to relay messages from the spacecraft as it goes over high overhead. We expect to hear comments from astronauts Schirah, Isley, and Cunningham about that tropical storm as they pass over. The flight has gone well. In fact, Chief Astronaut Deke Slayton met with newsmen and gave us this comment about the overall mission.
I think it's been an outstanding mission, the first spacecraft of a kind, and we've been up there about 9 days. I haven't stopped to add it up. But we completed probably 85 to 90% of the objectives that were laid down to be accomplished for the mission. As Glenn indicated, there's some shuffling of the flight plan tomorrow to essentially complete it. And I think we're all surprised, pleasantly so, at the way this thing is going. The systems are operating very well. The things that aren't, I think, are reasonably well understood at this time. And as far as the crew themselves are concerned, I think watching them operate on TV, you probably get a pretty good impression of what their attitude is at this point. I think they had a few bad days there early on when they all had colds and weren't feeling so great. And they probably feel about the same way you do when you've got a cold. But I think everybody's feeling pretty good now, and it's looking like a real good mission.
Chief Astronaut Deke Slayton. We don't know if it's bad colds or not, but there were some indications of a bad day earlier today when some disgruntled remarks came down from both Apollo 7 Commander Wally Schirah and from Command Module Pilot Don Isley about flight controller requests from Earth for maneuvers that use up large amounts of fuel. Schirah has a reputation for being quite conservative in his use of attitude and maneuvering thrusters aboard his space machines. The ground requested certain maneuvers for a horizon scanning navigation exercise and also for what is called a passive thermal control test, in which for about 45 minutes the spacecraft slowly tumbles end over end to see what sort of heating and cooling it experiences from the sun. At the moment, the astronauts are at work on more navigation experiments. There was a television broadcast earlier today. We could see 10-day beards on all of them, rather dark looking. And at the moment, Don Isley has now gone into a sleep period as Apollo 7 continues well on its way toward that full 11 days in space. This is Rhett Turner reporting from the Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston, Texas.